and welcome to Bixis Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bixis Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be songs recorded by Bix, played by bands or orchestras that do not include Bix. And for the modern musicians, I'm going to pick up a number from one of the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra LPs from England in the 1970s. Okay, let's start with the program then. The song that I want to play is one that Bix recorded twice, once in 1924 with the Wolverines, and again in 1927 with Frank Trombauer and his orchestra. This is Royal Garden Blues, and the interpretation that I want to play today is that by a band called the Original Wolverines. Now, the Wolverines, when Bix left the Wolverines in the fall of 1924, Jimmy McPartland took his place. And then the Wolverines hung around New York for a while. They decided to spend the winter in Florida, and eventually they dissolved. Now, the name Wolverines reappears in about 1926, in a group which is basically the Austin High School band with Jimmy McPartland and all the other guys from that group. And the band was known as Husk O'Hare's Wolverines, and I imagine they used the name Husk O'Hare as a tribute to the prominent Chicago band Booker Husk O'Hare. Now that group also eventually broke up. And finally, in 1927, there are a few recordings by a group known as the Original Wolverine Orchestra, and it has only two of the original Wolverines. That's Dick Voynoe and Vic Moore. The other members of this band are Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Mike Derso on trombone, Maurice Berkov on clarinet or alto sax, there is an unknown guitar, and Basil Dufresne on string bass. Of course, Vic Moore on drums and Dick Voynoe on piano. They recorded a few numbers in 1927, in 1928, and what I want to do is play the Royal Garden Blues from October 12th. 1927. So here are the Original Wolverines playing Royal Garden Blues in 1927.
Jimmy McPartland was certainly under the spell of Vicks, like so many other cornet and trumpet players in the 1920s. All right, the next song that I want to play is You Took Advantage of Me. Vicks recorded that with Paul Whiteman in 1928. And the version that I want to play is that by Miff Mall's Little Maulers. Miff Mall comes from Long Island. This is where I have been living for the last 36 years. And he only made one recording with Vicks. That was in 1924, when Vicks had left the Wolverines and was about to join the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. And the group is called the Sioux City Six, and one of the six is Miff Mall. The version that I'm going to play is July 27, 1928, and the Little Maulers here are Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mall on trombone, Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Joe Tardor on brass bass, and Stan King in on drums. So let's listen then to the Miff Mall Little Maulers version of You Took Advantage of Me from 1928. Thank you. Miff Moore was certainly an extraordinary trombonist. In fact, he's my favorite trombone player from the 1920s of all of the other guys that were so good at the time. Okay, now I'm going to play Jazzy Blues. Again, this is a number that Bix recorded twice, once with the Wolverines in 1924 and once with the Gang in 1927. The version that I want to play is the one by Bert Lawns and his Loungers. This was recorded on April 5th, 1929, and the Loungers here are Bert Lawn on violin, if it is used, Frank Kush, I guess, on trumpet. Frank Kush was one of the trumpet players with the California Ramblers. In fact, there are two other musicians in this recording who also played a lot with the California Ramblers. Chauncey Gray on piano, and in fact he does the arranging of the Jazzy Blues, and Tommy Fellini on banjo. There is also Miff Maul again on trombone, Rudolf Adler and Johnny Costello on clarinet or alto sax, Paul Mason on clarinet or tenor sax, Ward Lay on brass bass, and Al Weber on drums. So let's listen then to the Bert Lawn and his Loungers version of the Jazzy Blues in 1929. Couple of remarks about that recording. First, it sounds a lot older than 1929. That's because it was recorded for Harmony, and these guys were, I think, still recording using very old recording technology, even in 1929. The other one is another trumpet player, Frank Kush, under the spell of Bix. Okay, now the next song that I want to play is From Monday On. Bix recorded From Monday On with Paul Whiteman in 1928, and we are lucky to have three takes of that song, and three very different solos by Bix. In fact, I believe last year, or maybe a little longer than that, I spliced together the three solos of Bix in From Monday On and played them, and it's really something to hear. You know, the three different ways that Bix interprets the same song, the same melody. Anyway, the version that I want to play now of From Monday On is by Red McKenzie and his Music Box. Red McKenzie was born, I guess, in 1900 in St. Louis, Missouri. And basically, he had two careers, one in the 1920s, playing with small groups, Red McKenzie and his Music Box, or the Mound City Blue Blowers, and later on in the 1930s and 40s as a vocalist. In 1927, he made the jazz history by arranging recordings of the Austin High School Gang for OK. Red McKenzie got in touch with Tommy Rockwell, who was a director of artists and repertoire for OK, who was in Chicago, and then arranged for Eddie Condon and all the Chicago group to record China Boy and Sugar. And that was, of course, jazz history, the Chicago style of playing jazz. Well, the recording that I want to play is From Monday On, and it has Red McKenzie and its Music Box. And this was done on May 28, 1928. And the musicians here are Joe Venuti on violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, Eddie Condon on banjo, and Red McKenzie on vocal and paper comb. It's a very weird combination of instruments, three string instruments, a mouth or two mouths, if you count both vocal and paper comb. Anyway, so here is Red McKenzie and his Music Box From Monday On, 1928.
My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our blues away from here. From Monday on, the skies look bright, Now don't you tell me nothing different. I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love, honor, and obey, 'cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
I love that record. Did you notice Giovenuti basically plays from beginning to end continuously, and he's a genius also. Okay. The next song I want to play is Goose Pimples. Dix and his gang recorded that in 1927. The version that I'm going to play is from the Dixie Stompers, recorded on October 24, 1927. Again, this is a harmony record, and it sounds older than it actually is. And the Dixie Stompers are Joe Smith and Tommy Ladner on cornet, Charlie Green on trombone, Buster Bailey on clarinet, soprano sax, or alto sax, Jerome Pasquale on clarinet or alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on clarinet, tenor sax, or baritone sax, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Dixon on banjo, June Cole on bass, and Kaiser Marshall on drums. So here is the Dixie Stompers version of Goose Pimples in 1927. Thank you. but a different version from the one by Bix and his gang. It's almost like a different song, isn't it? The next song that I want to play is Riverboat Shuffle. Again, this is one that Bix recorded twice, once in 1924 with the Wolverines, and once in 1927 with Frank Trombauer and his orchestra. The version that I want to play is by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and this comes from a CD by Timeless. It's from their historical series. It's entitled The Chicago Hot Bands, 1924-1928. The number is 1041. I would like to read from the liners for this CD, written by Brian Rust. Here is what he says, or what he writes. Edgar A. Benson was a cellist who became an impresario, managing many bands in Chicago from 1920 to 1930. The number one orchestra was originally directed by pianist Roy Bargee, who left the Benson organization at the end of 1922, and Don Bester, also a pianist, took his place at the front of a new orchestra that for the first 8 months featured the forward-looking saxophone work of Frank Trombauer. Two of the most jazz-orientated sides that the Benson Orchestra of Chicago recorded are included here. Copenhagen must be one of the hottest versions on record, next to the Wolverine's Own. It was recorded by them with Bix Beiderbecke leading on cornet just 4 months prior to the Benson version. And Riverboat Shuffle, written by Holger Carmichael with the Wolverines in mind. It's another from the Wolverines' date, but which the Bensons did not record until a year had elapsed. By that time, recording had become electric, and the warmth of the Benson Orchestra is much more apparent. Now, in that short paragraph that I read, there were many, many connections to Bix. Roy Bargee eventually showed up with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Frank Trombauer, of course, paired up with the Bix, and the Bix and Tram combination was fantastic. And finally, Holger Carmichael, a very close friend of Bix. Okay, the version of Riverboat Shuffle by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago was recorded on May 23rd, 1925, and the composition of the band is Don Bester on piano and the leader, Walter Zarofsky and Herb Carlin on trumpet, Siegfried Berenson on trombone, Dudley Doe and Harold Sturr, as well as Art Cassell on reeds, Myron Fisher on violin, Jack London on, I'm sorry, Cloyd Griswold on banjo, Pierre Olker on brass bass, and Herb Quigley on drums. So let's listen then to the May 23rd, 1925 version of Riverboat Shuffle by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. Thank you. And again, as I noted before, this is a very, very different version from that of the Wolverines or that of Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra. All right, now for the next song, I want to go to Oh Miss Hannah. This was recorded by Bix with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1928, and the version that I want to play is the one by McKinney's Cotton Pickers. And again, there is a connection between McKinney's Cotton Pickers and Bix through the Gene Goldcat organization. Gene Goldcat, in addition to being a musician, was also a businessman, and he had many bands going on simultaneously, and his premier band, I would say, was the Gene Goldcat Victor Recording Orchestra, which reached its maximum with the Bix and Frank Trombauer and so on. And he had at the same time this great group of musicians playing as the McKinney Cotton Pickers. So the version that I want to play is from November 6, 1929, and the composition of the band is Don Redman on clarinet, alto sax, baritone sax, vocal, arranger, director, Joe Smith, Cindy De Paris, and Leonard Davis on trumpet, Claude Jones on trombone, Benny Carter on clarinet or alto sax, Coleman Hawkins and Theodore McCord on clarinet or tenor sax, Fats Waller on piano, Dave Wilburn on banjo, Billy Taylor on brass bass, Kaiser Marshall on drums. This is an amazing group of musicians, isn't it? So let's then listen to their version of what they call Miss Hannah, whereas the Paul Whiteman version was called Oh Miss Hannah. And this is then the McKinney's Cotton Pickers in 1929.
Fortunate with bows. Everybody knows Miss Hannah I'm speaking of. Does she have a frown? Say no, she's the talk of all the town. Men all gather round Miss Hannah. Now is she lovely? Boy, I mean, all other girls in town go unseen. Does she have a style? Boy, what a smile. Men would walk a mile for Hannah. Thank you.
That is a great version. I made a mistake. The Big Spider Back with Paul Whiteman version of Oh Miss Hannah was from 1929. Okay, now let me turn to Wait Till You See Ma Cherie. This one was recorded by Bix with the Frankie Trumbauer Orchestra in 1929. The version that I want to play comes from a CD entitled The Starita Brothers Bands 1929-1930. And this CD comes from Norman Field Service Sound Services in Birmingham, England. Norman is a very steady contributor to the Bixography Forum. Okay, now, let's get back to this Wait Till You See Ma Cherie. This was recorded on June 22nd, 1929. It has Andy Richardson, Freddie Pitt, or Arthur Niblo on trumpet. Hall Smith, Starita, and an unknown on reeds. Persglove on violin, Donald Thom on piano, George Oliver on banjo or guitar, Arthur Cocking on bass, Rudy Starita on drums or xylophone, Harry Shalson. Well, let's see. The vocal here is by Ted Brand and two more unidentified singers. So let's listen to the Piccadilly Players version of Wait Till You See Ma Cherie, 1929. Nice mellow recording brings to an end this segment. And now for the modern musicians, I'm going to turn to the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra. And aside that the Paul Whiteman Orchestra with Bix recorded in 1928. And the side that I want to play is Back in Your Own Backyard. This is the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra recording in 1975 in the Decca Studio 2, Broadhurst Gardens in London, on October 9, 1974. And it's a group that Dick Sodhalter put together, 28 musicians, all of them very good, following what the liners for the LP MES7074, it's a Monmouth Evergreen stereo recording. And as I said, the liners by Sodhalter say Paul Whiteman's formula for domination of the popular music world of the 1920s could have been simpler. Employ the best musicians money could buy, then use them to reach as wide and varied a public as possible. Well, these musicians here in the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra are also excellent musicians, as you will see when you hear Back in Your Own Backyard, the new Paul Whiteman Orchestra in 1974. Isn't that remarkable? The sound of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra back among us. Of course, it was 1974, but it's a great rendition of the music that made Paul Whiteman such a popular orchestra in the 1920s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Thank you.
come to the end of today's edition of VIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of VIX Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the VIXography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, VIX is alive. This is